Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazian.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Sarah Reynolds. Today, we are going to do a deep dive into by far one of my most favorite topics, which is focusing on what you're good at, focusing on what you're good at. Many times we are taught to focus on what we need improvement on. If you think about it, even with parenting, right? So you get your children's report card and it comes in the mail or in their book bag, I guess. And you open it up and you see they got a C in math and you sit them down and you're like, okay, we need to work on math, right? From very young age, we sort of teach to work on weaknesses versus leaning into our strengths. So can you imagine if the world was focused on just leaning into what you're already naturally gifted in, right? So understanding how you're packaged is so important. So we're going to talk about something that a tool that we use to sort of discover this. It's called Strength Finders. And it was developed by the Gallup Center is who developed this. And it is, I believe there's a total of 36 of them. And we're going to do a deep dive into focusing on what's most important and what you're naturally good at and owning it.
I love that. Yeah. Well, and just a shout out to my son's Gus's school, which is Acton Academy. One of the things I love about that school is they really do focus on your strengths. So they spend a lot of time helping kids figure out what they're passionate about and what they're good at. And, you know, for a lot of kids, they go to college and, you know, 70% of kids come out of college and don't even use their major because they have no self-awareness around what they're passionate about or what they're good at. And so even spending, you know, as a mom, spending some time with your kids and helping them understand what their strengths are, you know, even giving them strength finders. I've never done that to my kids. I've often thought about it. Now that my kids are older, I think we should definitely do that.
And
I'd love to sit down as a family and kind of look at that and see where that all lays out. But yeah, giving that gift to your kids is hugely important. I mean, it just gives them a leg up. I mean, so many people spend so much time in their 20s. Some people never figure it out. Some people work day in, day out in a job that is out of their strength zone and they come home, they're exhausted every single day. Like if you can do something that you're really good at and you're passionate about, it's going to energize you. Like if you're naturally good at something, at the end of the day, you feel a lot of energy as opposed to doing a lot of things that kind of drag you down.
Yep. Gallup says that it's 1 in 94 millionth of a chance that someone else has the same top 10 as you in the same order. Meaning each human is gifted with strengths that are unlike 1 in 94 millionth. I mean, it's like, let that sink in. Like, do you understand that you were put here totally uniquely? No one else has the same strengths as you in the order that they are. You're a gift to the world with the strengths that you've been given. And it's such a shame how much time is focused on things that we don't possess, right? That things that we're not naturally in versus leaning into our gifts and our uniqueness. And I always think, and I tell my team all the time, you know, you were totally wonderfully made, so special, and you steal from the world when you don't use your gifts, in the right way. And that's why it's so important to own those gifts. And Strength Finders is just such a great tool, in knowing what those are. So.
Yeah. Well, I think it's especially important for women, you know, especially if like you have a lot of leadership skills, if you're competitive, if you're a high achiever, if you've got more of the aggression type skills. Sometimes we feel like we shouldn't own those. We feel like they might be bad, you know, but really, you know, like Sarah said, you need to be you. You know, everybody else is taken.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's right. That's right.
So we got it. Might be kind of fun for us to dive in to some of our strengths on here as well. Sarah and I mentioned Strengths Finders on an episode a couple of months ago, and we've had several of you reaching out asking, like, what is this? how does it show up? Like, where do I find this? So there's a book called StrengthsFinder you can order, and in it, it gives you a code, which you can take the assessment. And I think you can also order it online.
You can.
Gallup.
There's
Gallup
actually a really good Gallup. The Gallup app is actually a really great app. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole company around it. Mm-hmm. It's not just like a lot of these little quizzes are just like a quiz, but Gallup is actually a whole company based on research. And I think that's why all three of us really gravitate towards it, because it's all very, very research-based and it's been around for quite a while. And it's not a fly-by-night thing.
They even have like coaches that you can hire. So we hired an amazing girl named Anna Kruger, who did a deep dive with me on my strengths, and then also my key leaders, and then actually our entire team back in 2019. My team will tell you that was their favorite advance, actually, because they learned so much about themselves to where they could implement those things that work. And so there are a lot of resources on this topic that you can go to, and it's worth it to take the time to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear about your strengths, guys. Seychelle, what are your top five?
So my top five are, my first one is arranger. And it shows up in two different ways. The first way that shows up for me is like, I've always said this, and it's so interesting, it shows up on my StrengthsFinder, is I like going far with people. I could do it alone, but I would always rather do it in a team, with a group, with a partner. I like arranging people's strengths, personalities, what they bring to the table. I find a lot of joy in that. And so arranger shows up in that way, but it also shows up with information. And so we were kind of teasing right before we hopped on recording today, but like in stressful situations, I can process large amounts of data really quickly and get to what we need to do next by arranging the facts and staying focused on the goal. And so like we were teasing about like, if you're like traveling with me and we're in stressful travel situations, like no problem, we're going to have it figured out. Or like we lost power for 3.5 days.
Well, I've seen you do that, but you're also very calm. I mean, when you do it,
calm.
I have seen this happen
multiple
times where it's almost like I can watch your brain click on and you start moving. You're like,
pfft. Yeah.
I mean, you almost like a crisis. You're like,
you have to make sure you don't turn that into like an addictive behavior with it. Right. Yeah. The best example I could give is like all of my in-laws and Say and Nick and our daughter, who's like 9 months old at the time, were up in Northern Michigan at my in-laws all under one roof. So like, I think it was like 15 of us under one roof. And a huge, what's called a derecho, 80-mile-an-hour windstorm rolled through, knocked out millions of trees and 3.5 days of no power or plumbing with 15 people, all your family. And the first thing I had was a backup place to go and a generator ready to go pick up. And of course, I got outnumbered and out-vetoed on both of those things because the power was going to come on any minute. So we didn't get either of those things. And at the end of it, they're like, man, I wish we had done that for three days.
I was actually imagining you with a plaid shirt on out chopping trees for some reason.
I was ready to go.
That was like the
we had that happen on the way to Quinn's school this last year when we were up north for the fall. A tree did fall and we were trying to figure out how to get rid of it.
I could totally see you just like chopping the tree down and driving through.
Totally. I think so. To go to the other ones right behind that, it's focus, which I think works very well supporting the arranger.
That's your second one, focus.
Second one is focus. So when I've decided on something, it's done. Like, that's it. We're going. Done. My brother-in-law laughs all the time. He's like, I really mull it over and think about it. And he's a big, like, just like processor of information. He's a real deep thinker. And not to say I'm like not a deep person, but like, if we got to do something, let's go, baby. Let's go. And then individualization.
I don't think I'm that deep. I live with three people who are very deep. I don't think I'm that deep.
I'm not nearly as deep as your deep thinkers in your house. Nick is a deep thinker.
I sometimes think my whole family thinks I'm shallow.
I don't think you're shallow.
It's kind of been creeping up on me lately. I feel like I'm like, how am I the shallow one?
I think you've just married a very deep thinker.
I think your family desperately needs you. Actually.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for pumping me up, guys.
Yeah.
And then behind that is individualization, which helps like someone put their talents and skills and knowledge, right, to fill gaps. And that shows up in leadership a lot. I'd like to make sure that someone's strengths are reflected in a contribution to a larger project. And then activators behind that. So it's funny, you're hearing like arranger and individualization that are very similar, and then focus and activator, which are very similar. And being bold and determined. And I like to energize others to take action on their own goals or their own dreams and desires. And then the last one's strategic. So I usually am playing the long game of looking out, you know, pretty far, looking at where the pitfalls could be, where the holes could be, and doing that as well.
I love that. No wonder you're such a good leader.
Oh, thanks.
Seriously.
I love it. Amazing. I love it. Sarah, what about you?
I have totally seen Faye's arranger with working with her best light. especially with how she started out with the with describing it. I think multiple of our key team members she arranged. Originally, like she 100%. Saw, yeah. And so that's been so cool to see that show up, in that business that we do together.
Yeah.
So I love that. So mine are, competition, belief.
What?
Yes,
weird.
Shocking.
Huh? No way. Number
yeah, so
one.
Mine are actually,
no way.
My strengths are better than Wendy's and Faye's. Gallup actually said I won the Strength Finders report.
So I just arranged her to say
well, you know,
that,
you have
it's
a
okay.
lot of strengths similar to Jay's. I think he's got three of your five.
Ooh, really? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he's very competitive, even though you can't tell.
Oh, you can tell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can I can sense it. Us competitive people can totally spot one another. So yeah, competitiveness, belief, activator, significance, and achiever. So what I love about StrengthFinders is it's actually sort of a combination of your top 10. And you know, all three of us share activator, and we're going to go into this here in a little bit. But they actually read differently depending on your top 10, right? So I was going to just read some of mine. So for competition, it says you work hard to be the best or number one. When your performance is compared to everyone else's, you aim to win. If you were an Olympic athlete, being presented with a silver or bronze medal would be a huge disappointment. Maybe you realize that excellence is the result of not only hard work, but also of top quality materials and people. This partially explains why you devote yourself to some activities, but not to others. You're much more intent on winning and being the very best when you have established a mutually supportive relationship with your teacher, coach, or supervisor. And so obviously competition for me shows up in a lot of different ways. It shows up everywhere in my organization. So constantly putting leaderboards up and showing rankings and fun competition. I believe in fun competition, right? And that a rising tide lifts all ships. So if you can compete together, you will actually make yourself better, right? So that's how my competition shows up. And then belief's a unique one. I'm finding that not a lot of leaders I have found have that one. So that was an interesting one for me to deep dive in because it took a while for me to understand it, to be honest. Belief says, because of your strengths, you're much more industrious when you are working on projects you feel are really important. Your fervor increases whenever the outcomes directly impact the quality of your life. It's very, very likely that you probably have a reputation of working hours and hours when the assignment adds special meaning to your work, studies, or life in general. And it says, I basically refuse to live a meaningless existence. And that's very, very, very true. If I don't believe in what I'm doing, it doesn't get me going. And then activator. So this is the one we're different in. And they were teasing because theirs for sure sounds way better than mine.
Different. I think it's different.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. Maybe better. Not that we're competing, but maybe we are.
I agree from the sound of it. You guys definitely win on this one. But it says, instinctively, you want to be in charge. As soon as you have made up your mind, you are eager to get started. People who interfere with your progress probably irritate you. It's very likely.
I love that so much.
I know. It's very direct.
It's so true. It's so true though. You can, I've seen it on like in meetings or like in us working on things together. I have absolutely seen that show up. It's hilarious. Yep.
It's very likely that you periodically stir people's emotions by motivating them to take action. Discovering what makes each individual unique might be one of the ways you galvanize, that is, stimulate groups or energize people. So activator is really galvanizing, right? So activating people to action, which is such an important quality in leadership. And so it's no surprise that the three of us share that one.
And Via as well.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Via actually has my fourth one, which is significance. And so that's, you may help some individuals be stronger and tougher in the face of life's challenges, difficulties, or adversities. It's very likely that you definitely desire to be an influential person. You want to be put in charge of important groups or projects. You pay close attention to the behaviors, processes, or plans you need to perfect, upgrade, or simply do better. I think that, you know, Gary Keller and I have created quite the friendship, and it's been such a blessing in my life over the last few years. And he says often is that you're always on the pursuit of excellence. I've never seen someone on the pursuit of excellence. And so when I read that in my strengths, I was like, oh, that's how it shows up. Right. And then achievers, I think pretty self-explanatory. But that's the check off. I like to check things off to get things done. I think I've talked about that in a couple episodes, but when my role went from checking things off to more coaching and or meetings where I'm using my activator strength, I was actually really struggling. And so I had to turn all of like the meetings into check off items just so I can feel like I've achieved something. Changing it around, but those are my five. Wendy.
I think that's the most common one, especially in America. Achiever. Yeah.
Anna said that's our number one as a team. So we have more achiever strengths than any other strength for our organization.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
Yeah, it says the achiever has remained the most commonly occurring strength, showing up more than 31% of 15 million individuals' top fives. So,
wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yep. All right. Well, yeah, that sounds like you. That's what's crazy about it is when you really do a deep dive into these things, you're like, yeah, that really sounds like you. I mean, I know you guys really well, you know, and it really sounds like you. So it's really cool, especially if you... I think we all need to work on our self-awareness, you know, as a part of our growth journey as human beings, because the more we are aware of ourselves and our behavior, it impacts the way we influence and interact with others. And so it's really important to understand who you are, right? It's the most important thing. And it may seem selfish or ego-driven. And of course it is. I mean, we're humans. We're all ego-driven. And if you are a leader, it's very important to understand who you are and your strengths, because first of all, you need to surround yourself with people who can help you with your weaknesses, right? That's the other thing that I love about Strength Finders. And I would highly recommend getting the whole, all your strengths, like from 1 to 34, because what I find very fascinating is looking at your bottom 10, right? Your top 10, your top 10 are going to resonate with you, but understanding what your bottom 10 are, right? Understanding like, oh, Wendy, your lowest strength, I think for me is like empathy, you know? And it's just good to know, you know, I'm just not that empathetic of a person because I'm just like, well, figure it out, get your shit together and let's go. You know what I mean? That's like, what's your problem? And so I have to work on that. I have to understand that that's a weakness of mine. So as a leader, if somebody comes to me and they say something, I need to be empathetic about it, right? I need
I want to hear your strengths, Wendy.
Okay. Right. So my number one strength is strategic. So I think, was that one of yours, Seychelle? Yeah. So we share that one, which is for me, I'm very innovative. I'm very resourceful. I can create a lot of tactical options. Like I often have thought like I could be in a think tank or a creativity tank. Mm-hmm. Like I can just generate lots and lots of ideas.
So true.
And I'm just a really good problem solver. I can think out of the box creatively and solve a lot of problems.
And fast.
And fast.
You're not just a good problem solver. You're fast.
I'm very fast. Yeah, yes. That's the way my brain works, which is good and bad. So one of the things that I think is actually sometimes your weaknesses can become superpowers. Like I know, Sarah, it takes you a while sometimes to think strategically. Mm-hmm. And what that forces you to do is it forces you to ask other people. Right. Get mm-hmm. advice from others. And sometimes when you come to the answer, like I do immediately, the first one isn't always the best one, you know? So, I've had to learn to like slow myself down and look at all the options. So then my second one is relator, which is really having close, long lasting relationships. And that are authentic, mm-hmm. right? You guys know that's important.
Which absolutely is up
that's
there
my number you. Six. And it's, that's relator is such a, you're not surface level with your closest yeah. people. Like you are deep. I mean, your best friend, it's like every week yeah. you guys have a date. Like yeah. Yeah. you can see that show up. I feel it from yeah. you mm-hmm. yeah. in your communication to me. It's such a beautiful strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've got activator and we've all heard what that looks like. That's why it's so fun to have you guys. I think that's why we're like a herd of, I don't know, lions when we run together because it's mm-hmm. like, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that has to be on Margo's top five as well.
I would be surprised.
Activator.
If that's not,
I mean,
like
she's so
one
fast.
Or two. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gotta be on hers. And then self-assurance, which this one feels sort of shallow, but it's basically confidence. But it says instinctively you have an ability to influence people to fix processes, situations, or even personal traits that you believe limit them, which is true. And mm-hmm. part of that is my, I'm not afraid to say what I see
yeah.
And speak into people. And then I can lead the way for others with my bravery. It is bravery is what self-assurance mm-hmm. is, being brave.
And I actually think that one is the most, it's not like ego, like it's not actually, I haven't viewed it as that, at least receiving it from you. Mm-hmm. So, and I think yours reads like you can speak more into someone else. Mm-hmm. You can see stuff and speak more into someone else. You've done that with me multiple times
yeah. mm-hmm.
and it's made a huge impact on my life. And so, which is a combination of your activator and that really. Mm-hmm. So you have the self-assurance yeah. when you're saying it and then you're activating action. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm. And then my last one is really input. And this is just part of why I'm weird is because I'm interested in a lot of different things. It's like, you know, it's funny. You and I had that conversation. I can't remember where we were, but it was like over that Asian dinner. And you were just saying like, you were just giving yourself a hard time about not knowing stuff. And I was like, Sarah, you're just really focused. It's actually a gift for you. Mm-hmm. And I think about input for me, which is I have a lot of different interests. Like I read a lot of weird books. Like I'm really into octopuses right now. I know a lot of things about nature.
What?
I know a lot of names of birds and trees and flowers, and I know how to make a lot of different foods. Like I just have a lot of things that I'm interested in. And, you know, so I spend a lot of time being interested in a lot of different things. And that's where that input comes in. So yeah, when I first got that, I was like, where does this show up in my life? Because some people mm-hmm. who have input, they like to hoard things. They're like hoarders almost. They like to hold stuff. But yeah, input for me is really.
You're hoarding in your mind?
I'm yeah. hoarding in my mind. No. I'm a mind hoarder. Yeah. I'm a time billionaire and a mind hoarder.
And she says it with so much assurance.
Yeah. 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 So that's me. So yeah. So I'd love to look at how, what's interesting is that all of us have activator, but it all shows up very differently. So I'd love it if somebody who's got their Strength Finder up would read what activator is for them.
Yeah, I can start. And I think, Wendy, yours and mine start off on the same.
Similar.
So it's, yeah, starts off similarly. So it says, on activator, mine says, chances are good that you often scare people by comparing your performance to theirs. They probably grow quite edgy as your drive to be the best becomes more evident to them. You typically take advantage of your rival's timidity, that is lack of boldness and determination. And by doing so, you'll likely earn the best scores, ratings, or rankings.
That's not the first thing on mine, though.
Interesting. What does yours start with?
Mine says, instinctively, you repeatedly galvanize, that is, spark or excite people's enthusiasm by pointing out things they have done well. You often encourage individuals to revel in their accomplishments.
Hmm. Yeah. Sarah, how does yours start?
Well, I said my horrible start. I'm going to read my fourth paragraph. It says, chances are good that you excel at launching new projects, assignments, jobs, and other activities. Many times you are the person who motivates people to begin tasks. You prefer difficult to reach goals. You prefer to take charge. You forge ahead rather than wait for someone in authority to give you permission to start.
Mm. Yeah, that's very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think this is interesting. I'd be curious on this, Wendy, with your input as your top five. And so it talks in here about, right, like you energize others, feel enthusiastic about a position, right? And saying, let's get started right away. We can do this. But then after that, I think this is interesting. I'd be curious if this shows up on yours. It says, by nature, you now and then conduct yourself with restraint or speak with cautions. Sometimes the situation or the people present dictate what you say or do. You may opt to keep personal matters to yourself, perhaps your preference to launch certain types of projects rather than talk about your experiences. So it's interesting that like it in mine, it's showing
not on mine at all.
Yeah, depending on the audience, like because you have input in yours, like I would expect that wouldn't show up on yours at all. I thought that was interesting. And then it says, you know, you create enthusiasm in others by championing a potential project, rule, process, activity, or area. But you have the effect to use influence in the way you want, which is interesting how that shows up. I'd be curious, Sarah and Wendy, how that shows up on your side.
That doesn't, I don't have that anywhere here.
Yeah, I don't have that anywhere. Anything that's close to that. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
What are yours showing up?
Mine seems to be focused on action. It looks like that's actually hard more than anything. That's in multiple paragraphs, like me stirring emotions on something that is harder to get done, which I actually have never noticed until today when we're talking about the two. And I was talking about someone that has a very similar, not model, but is doing something similar in business. And I said, well, I've definitely chosen the hardest way to do this. And they looked at me and said, yeah, you have. And then I'm like, I'm reading this and I'm like, yep, I that's true, I guess. And
interesting.
Somehow a strength. But yeah.
Mine is very much more individual, which is interesting. Uh-huh. It's more like one-on-one almost. It says your optimistic approach is apt to inspire people to design improvement plans. You probably rally individuals to support and execute those plans. So, which is so true. But that's my strategic coming in there. Don't you think?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah.
And I can see that even when we've had like board, you know, or founder meetings with HBL and one of us is like, you know, like for me, I had a time period where like my schedule was all wonky and you came one-on-one right alongside me. Right. And we had some great conversation around activating that back end. Mm-hmm. And that was, I mean, that shows up with your relator, that shows up with input, that shows up with activator, strategic, like all of those show up in those conversations for sure.
Yeah. That's for sure. Relator influencing how that shows up differently. That's the thing about strength is like, you know, most sort of assessments will put everyone sort of in a box, right? Okay, so like you're high D, high I, high S, high C, right? And you're all the same. Whereas I just love that Gallup with StrengthFinders has made it so unique to you as a human based on your other ones and how that looks. Now, once you sort of have an idea of yours and a deep dive into it, I think, you know, one of the ways that knowing strengths has helped me even in my marriage is my husband's last strength is adaptability. And when I understood that, and I'm highly adaptable. I like change. I don't like the same thing. Right. Mm-hmm. I can tell you what time of day it is and I will tell you where he is. Like it's so consistent, right? So consistent. He never knows where I am. Like, who knows what she's doing right now? No. But what's cool about that is then, you know, you can lean into, I think my number seven is positivity. And I know I'm speaking to that right now. Strengths, you can then lean that into like positive things, right? I mean, I just think about the consistency that my kids have, right? Because their dad is so consistent in what they do and how people crave that. Kids crave to know what to do, what's going to happen next and things like that. And that's what I love about this is like you can lean in and see the good in everyone when you understand what their strengths are. And then also when you understand what they might not be as good at, but he'll tell you that we make a great couple together with our kids because, you know, I'm making sure that they can adjust to things quickly. And so it shows up in leadership a lot, right? Using strengths and diving in with your people around that. And then I think Wendy, you said earlier, making sure you hire around it as well.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I love this from today because I don't think Nick has ever taken it. I want him to go take it. So thank you for that reminder because I'm going to have him go take it. Well, I love this today because I think the more we lean in on our strengths, the better we all do and the happier we are and the more joy we bring to this world and the more we can live our big lives that we're all out there to do. So if this episode has been helpful today, I have a huge favor to ask for you guys. Can you please share it with a friend? Or like it or follow or leave us a review because we're excited to share this with the world and we want to grow and we want to continue leading our big businesses and big lives, but we're really on a mission to help others too. So help us do that and leave us a comment or share it with a friend and go out there and build a big business and an even bigger life. Bye guys.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.